This is Katana from politicsabovetopsecret.com. I figured I'd try to get this thread back into a podcasting type mode. I'm not always by a mic, and so some of my replies might still be on tets, but I'm going to give it a shot to podcasting again. I mean, I've now gone to a different wave editor that won't destroy my sound card like the last one I was playing with. Anyhow, Sophie Crow, I respect your opinions. Been enjoying battling back and forth a little bit. I don't think you and I will ever agree that about our Constitution and what form of government we have. I don't agree that the Constitution, it was written for the ideal of creating a democracy. It just wasn't created back then. You and me can both come up with many, many quotes from our so-called founding fathers about what their goal was. So, I mean, that's all moot point. But getting back to going to what is the problem of our country, to me it's apathy in our nation. We have a large segment of the American public who just accept what the government does, and they don't vote. Our vote counts have never gone above 44%, I do believe, in the last 22 years in the national elections. Some of the senatorial races are even worse in our country. People just don't care, and they figure the federal government is going to take care of them, and that's just the way it is. Prime example is the Hurricane Katrina and the Rita situation. There are large segments of the people affected down there who just said, well, we thought the government was going to help us as soon as our houses were destroyed, and they just need to give us money. To me, that's incredible. It's a nice ideal to have people give money to help those in need, but to expect the government to give it all to them, to me, that's outright theft. And, you know, going back to what I was saying about apathy, look at your federal record. Look what your senators and representatives have voted on over the years. It's amazing when I go to thomas.gov and read some of the bills of all the acts that the senators and representatives come out with to fix various problems or try to control things. And when you read it and then you get out the copy of the Constitution, you just go, where do they get this power? But nobody calls them on it. And when they do, they're labeled as, oh, extremists. And to me, that is just incredible. If enough people in this country would start voicing opposition, but in the form of letters, phone calls, heck, even with voting every 2 or 3, 4 years, I would believe that we would get an incredible change in our government. Heck, we might even have more money than we know to do with, and we could do things like helping the poor get out of poverty, or maybe giving them a leg up. But right now, I just don't see it. To me, the Republicans and Democrats are just, they're lying to us. They always have. I used to be a diehard conservative Republican, but I've been doing some reading and some research, and I just can't believe that I used to think that way. Maybe it's age. I don't know. I've served the military for over 20 years. I'm still serving today, but I'm starting to question some of the things that I used to support. I mean, I'll still be in the military until I retire in a year or so. And then I guess I could go back to being a private citizen and quit getting money from the government, because, I don't know, it's just like a job, but I work longer hours than most. I don't get a pay raise for any overtime I do, but I do it because I believe I'm just serving, and I guess that's the difference. But there are people who say I'm crazy, but hey, you know, whatever. Anyhow, I've really been enjoying this thread. I hope it stays alive a little bit longer. If it doesn't, hey, we'll just move on to another one. And podcasting is getting interesting, and I'm now using the Gold Wave audio editor because I can just record, and I can change things if I want, and I really don't need the music or the effects. To me, it's the substance of the voice and what you're saying. So everybody, rock on, and maybe we'll hear from you again. Thank you very much.